And Thailand's Supreme Court sentences former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat to a year in prison after ruling that his six-month hospital stay in 2023 didn't count as time served. For more, we're joined now by Saksit Saisambat, who's standing by outside the Supreme Court in Bangkok. Saksit, what does this mean for Thaksin?
Well, it means that he has to serve his time in prison. That is the definitive verdict by the Supreme Court behind me, as the court is currently planning out the press release. But we do know that the court has made the verdict, saying that the 6 months of hospital detention that he served after returning from his time in self-exile, when he came back in August 2023, spent those 6 months in hospital detention, was then released on parole in February 2026. That does not count. Why? Because procedures were not followed and protocols were not followed. Basically, what they are saying, as we've just been handed the statement here, they are saying that the doctors, that the prison officials did not follow through with the protocol. For example, when he was rushed to a hospital with in a quote-unquote critical condition to a hospital, there was no emergency doctor checking in on him, whether or not this actually justifies him to be sent to the VIP wing of the Police General Hospital in downtown Bangkok, and also all the medical equipment that is required to treat his alleged ailments. They exist in any other hospital, so why does he have to go to that hospital specifically as well? Now, so basically all in all is that there is the impression, that is what the verdict implies, that Thaksin's hospital detention was in a way fake and a result of forgery and falsified documents. So even though Thaksin was sentenced to a total of 8 years for past crimes, including abuse of power and corruption, he has received a royal pardon that reduced his sentence to 1 year before he was released on parole after 6 months of detention in February 2024. But as I said before, those 6 months do not count anymore. He still has that 1 year of prison time to serve, that he is not going to be sent to jail. Ex-Prime Minister Patrick Shinawat, his daughter, came on the press. And she told us that, of course, she is now very concerned about her 76-year-old father because of his health conditions. That has been now put into question by the Supreme Court. She has also said that he is now the first Thai Prime Minister in history to be actually put in jail. And, of course, she decries the results, saying that he has done a lot of good for the country, her words, not mine, saying that all the policies when he was Prime Minister 20 years ago has benefited a lot of people. So this is, of course, for the Shinawat family, quite a big news, quite a big negative news after a series of negative news that also saw Patrick Tan herself being dismissed by the Constitutional Court 2 weeks ago. Then the Pheo Thai Party that Thaksin founded many decades ago, also now losing grip onto power with the rivals now taking over, and now Thaksin himself being sent to jail for 1 year maximum. That is what we are looking at now. What happens next is, it's quite hard to tell at the moment because the verdict is still very fresh, but there is the possibility, and that is the rumor on the grapevine here, that Thaksin may not actually serve the full 1 year, that there may be some sort of deal that will allow him to serve less or to serve in some more comfortable condition. This is also why actually Thaksin came back to Thailand after leaving the country on Thursday very suddenly, raising the suspicion that he will actually flee the country like he did over 15 years ago when he spent those 15 years in self-exile. But now he's back, he has faced the music, and the result is that he is going to jail for 1 year, maybe less. But this is also quite huge, politically speaking, because that is not only him going to jail, but also his political influence and his political legacy being very much diminished.
Thank you, Saksit, for those updates. That was Saksit Saisambat reporting live from Bangkok.